Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, October 30th, 2015. And with me today, Brian Chaffin. What's up, Brian?
Hey, man.
Hey. And Dave Hamilton, how's it going?
It's going really well. I'm really jacked up on all the Halloween candy that we were supposed to give out to the kids tonight. So, you know, it's good.
Awesome.
Wait,
awesome.
You're doing Halloween tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's when we do it here. That's right.
That's right. You've got that weird sort of like denying a reality thing going on.
Yeah, there's some rationale for doing it a night early, but yeah, anyway.
It's like leap year or something, right?
Correct. There's extra minutes and special stipulations.
And for our listeners, he's not actually making this up. His town actually does Halloween.
Most towns, not all Halloween. Yeah. They split it all up so that they have police coverage in the right places at the right times and all this other stuff. I don't know. Whatever.
Wow. But for you, it doesn't matter because you already scored all the candy.
I know. I won.
You won. Well done, sir. And be sure and set up a webcam so we can see the look of disappointment on all the children's face as they say trick or treat and you say nothing for you.
That's right. And then the eggs flying right at the webcam.
And keep a lookout for Michael Dell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kid with the Michael Dell costume, he's going to be the winner. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets the one piece of candy I didn't eat.
And be careful because he will try and give you stuff.
Yes. Right.
Extra.
That's right. Anyhow, so today is the day Apple TV is showing up on people's doorsteps. Well, some people's doorsteps for the pre-orders. And it's also the first day that you can get the new model in stores. So I figured we should let people know where they can go because I know how important instant gratification is for a lot of people.
Well, we're nerds.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's how it works.
It's totally how it works. So what you can do is go to your local Apple store. And by the way, I went into all the different stores in my area in Boulder and asked, are you going to have Apple TV, the new Apple TV on Friday? And Apple told me yes. So that was great. And then the Target that I went to, they said yes. And the Best Buy that's here in town, they said yes. Hmm. So that's three big places that you can go and pick up an Apple TV today. Now, my assumption is that the largest inventories will be at the Apple stores, and the selection that you can pick up from at a Target or Best Buy will probably be a little bit limited. But I have a feeling that there's enough Apple TVs being spread around that it won't be a huge problem to pick one up.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I mean, I know we're all excited about it because it's something new from Apple, and that's all it takes, right? You know, for many of us,
it's
what we do. But there's also a lot of the folks that listen to this show and read what we write and publish at TMO that are sort of in the same boat, right? There's lots of us, and that's fine. But it's not. I don't think it's going to have – today's not like iPhone release day.
No.
Where the general masses just need it. There is a small section of us, subsection, that needs it. And then the rest will get it when it makes sense for them to get it. And maybe it's – you know, if it – and I think it's smart for Apple to get this out now, get the reviews out, get people talking about it because – it becomes that, you know, we'll buy it for the family for Christmas kind of thing, you know, that goes on. So I think if you want one today or even tomorrow, I don't think you're going to have a really hard time getting one.
No, and another thing that's actually quite salient is the fact that unlike iPhone, Apple, this Apple TV release has not been predicated or built on when Apple could make these things and get them to stores.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I don't think we're going to have a bunch of supply constraints.
Nope.
Based on the fact that it's a new product. This thing has been waiting for services and content agreements.
And developers too, right? And that's one of the big deals is, you know, today users get to start playing with the apps that many developers, not just the ones that had previously kind of in conjunction with Apple and at Apple's invitation had developed apps for the prior Apple TVs, but now anybody can, you know, submit one. It has to go through Apple's approval process, but this is a much more open thing than anything we have seen with previous Apple TVs. And I'm actually really excited about it. I'm a little frustrated because I have one of the developer versions, which we got because we're developers. You know, we develop our Mac Geekab app. And so we got one of these things. But I can't actually update it to the version with the App Store without a magic USB-C cable that is tough to find, but I've got one on the way. So I'm actually going to be behind most people because I'll need to wait till for that cable to arrive for me to be able to update mine early next week.
Yeah, but this is a limitation that you're experiencing because you have the developer unit.
Only because of that, right. And I don't expect any end user to experience this, nor do I expect myself to experience it once I get on the release track of the software. Then I expect I would update, assuming I don't go to the beta software for some reason, if I stay on the release path, then I would get over-the-air updates and it wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, no, I'm in a very, yeah, it's a... It's nothing you folks need to worry about. It's just sort of ironic.
Yeah, actually, it's really ironic. You get the Apple TV early, but you're getting the App Store and everything else late.
You got it. That's exactly right. Yes, my Apple TV is fully functional as long as I don't want to install apps on it. And who knows, maybe over the weekend I will be able to update over the air and then it all will be well. But at the moment anyway, no such luck.
Yeah, and either way, you're going to have a USB-C cable very soon.
Yeah, that I may or may not ever need. But, you know, I'll add it to my collection because I don't have enough cables here.
Right. Yeah, totally makes sense. I'm betting Apple's going to find a way for you to need that cable at some point in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, the whole app thing, I'm really excited about this too because the idea of finally having native apps on Apple TV just seems really cool to me. And as a very casual gamer, I'm actually looking forward to playing games right on my Apple TV. And what I'm hoping is that before too long, I can play things like Lego Batman and Lego Star Wars, because that's my level of gaming right there.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, right? That's cool. So do you have your eye on any of the extra controllers or anything, or do you expect to be able to do it with either the Apple TV remote or your iPhone in whatever capacity the two work together?
I am not looking at getting any of the game controllers right now, but I'm keeping an open mind.
Sure.
What I'm curious to see is how good is the gaming experience for someone like me, just a casual gamer,
yep,
with the Siri remote and maybe with my iPhone, and I'll go from there. And if I decide that the gaming experience just doesn't hold up for me, then I'll get one of the gaming control things. The problem with the game controls is that they're all set up right-handed. And so I have a little bit of trouble really I have eye-hand coordination issues with a lot of the game controllers.
Interesting. That makes sense.
Well, yeah. It starts with your lack of a soul.
Yes. Yes, it does. And just to be fair, Brian, I have a lot of souls. I've collected many. They're just not
well,
mine.
It's because you're a left-handed ginger. I mean, of the devil. Right.
That's right.
True. I can say that because it's Halloween.
Because it's Halloween.
And I can say the only reason that you still have a soul, Brian, is because I do love you.
I know. I appreciate that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Really, the person we should have had on as a guest was the guy that used to be on Saturday Night Live years and years ago, Don No Soul Simmons.
Yes.
Oh, that would have been brilliant.
I feel like I've been waiting years to work his name into a podcast episode, so there's no way I was going to miss the opportunity.
Finally. Right. Dude, it is time to drop the mic and walk away.
Yeah, and Dave, the sad thing is no one's going to hear this because I'm just going to scrap this episode and get a hold of Don and do the show with him instead.
Do it again, as you should.
That's right. I should.
No, you're right, though. I mean, this could be a stealth product for Apple in that it, you know, you get it into your home, you do it to get your movies and your content, and then you start playing some games on it. You know, I mean, there's people that are going to buy it because it does games, but there's people that are going to buy it for a lot of reasons, right? And it's got this potential to sort of seep into every aspect of how you use your television. And that's an interesting thing. You know, a year from now or even 6 months from now, heck, even at Christmas time, how are we perceiving this product? Is it primarily, you know, are games something that are really at the forefront of what we do with it, like the iPhone? I mean, clearly it's the iPhone is not billed as a gaming device, but it is. And it's certainly, you know, there's everyone knows that. So I'm curious how this evolves with the Apple TV.
I'm very curious too. And just to show you how curious I am about this, my gaming console, yes, believe it or not, I have a gaming console. I have a Wii.
Whoa.
I know, and I love it.
Wow.
Yeah, PS whatever we're on, Xbox, Kajillion Infinity, whatever model we're on there, I'm not interested in those gaming consoles. I love my Wii. So I'd been thinking about upgrading to a Wii U, and have held off because the Apple TV was coming along, the new model.
Right, right.
And I'm curious, will the Apple TV be all the gaming console I need?
I think it might be, right? And that's one of the things I'm really curious about. I've tested a couple of apps from several developers, you know, over the last couple of weeks, but I have not tested any games. So I'm really eager to do that. And I guess I'll wait till Tuesday, and that'll be that.
Well, I'm sorry you have to wait. I'll be playing games at some point this weekend. Or later today.
Sure.
And you have a young person somewhere that can test this out too, right?
I do.
Very curious about his reaction.
Yes, and actually I know he's really excited to start playing some games with me on Apple TV. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of funny because even though he has access to whatever the latest PlayStation is, he's been saying, yeah, you really should get the Wii U, and then we can play all those games too. And so anyhow, I'll report back with my findings as a casual gamer. That the other thing I'm really interested in.
Wait, hold on. We just had breaking news here. There was a young person, a kid somewhere, who actually thought that one gaming console wasn't enough.
Oh, I know. Isn't that a shock?
That's a shocker.
Yeah. Total shocker.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm also curious to see how Apple TV performs as a much broader home entertainment system. And what I'm thinking about specifically, it's apps like Plex and BBC iPlayer. Because, well, especially with Plex, that opens up a whole new world of content that you otherwise wouldn't be able to get at through your Apple TV.
That's right.
And Dave, you use Plex, right?
I do. I don't use it as much as I probably will. So I store all of my media on a Synology disk station, which is a NAS unit that has its own processor. It sits on my network. It stores a lot of data, and my movies are one of them. Synology actually has their own video playback and management system called Video Station, and they've been doing something very cool and sort of very stealth for a while, in that while you can't trigger it to start from the existing or prior gen Apple TV, if I go to the disk station and say go play this movie on my Apple TV, it actually plays it directly there via AirPlay. Now this is completely unsupported by Apple. I don't know how Synology has done it. I'm guessing they used Erica Sadoun's hack that figured out how to, you know, inject stuff into an AirPlay stream. But it works flawlessly. We use it constantly at home. And that's the easiest way for us to get stuff onto our Apple TV. Plex, we also run Plex, and the my disk station allows me to have both video station and Plex pointed at the same movie library. So it's all accessible either way, whatever way we would like to do it. With Plex, you know, coming to the Apple TV, assuming that Synology's Video Station is not there first, we're going to start making a whole lot more use of Plex, I would think. because now we don't have to pull out our iPhone to say, play this movie over there. We can just grab the remote from the TV and say, play this movie here. There may not be a whole lot of UX difference there, right? I mean, we're grabbing one electronic device and saying, go do this. But I don't know. I'm curious. I mean, we'll definitely test it out. This is exciting. It's what it should be. It's frustrating that there's this device that can access all this content I have, but not in the right ways yet. And now that's changing. So yeah, very awesome. Excited about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, I never really got into Plex, even though I played around with it some, because I couldn't use it directly on my Apple TV.
Yeah. For people that don't know, and we've probably defined it by describing use cases, but Plex is a media management package. You can run it on your Mac, in fact. You don't have to run it on some network attached hardware, you do, but your Mac is network attached hardware. And you can point it at your iTunes library and have it play all your movies. Of course, the movies that aren't DRM, that don't have copy protection on them.
Right.
And you can share. So like Jeff and I could both run Plex, and Jeff could actually stream movies from my Plex library to his TV if he wants. I can do the same. We can share. We can't copy movies back and forth that way. Although we can copy them to our iOS devices that way because they're sort of sandboxed there. Mm-hmm. But we can certainly stream each other's movies and music and pictures. So Plex is this awesome piece of software that manages all of that and really makes it easy to take movies with you on the go and all of that. So adding the Apple TV in a very official way to that mix is very, very cool. So yeah, worth checking out, plex.tv.
Yeah, totally check it out. And okay, so BBC said the iPlayer app is coming to Apple TV.
And it's going to make a lot of people happy.
That's going to make a lot of people happy because there's so much content that BBC offers through iPlayer that you otherwise just can't really get onto a big screen through an Apple TV. So that'll be really cool. The one that I... Okay, so we know Netflix is going to be there. And that hits the big ones, except that we don't have Amazon Prime on Apple TV. And I would love to see Amazon release an app so that I could have all my Amazon Prime content there as well. And then I only have one box that I need to use for everything. Because I have a Fire Stick dangling off the side of my television right now so that I can watch Orphan Black.
Hmm.
It's still I is it because Amazon hasn't made the app or because Apple won't approve it? And surely it's neither situation makes any sense.
Well, but my guess is it's the former. I believe Apple has implied that they haven't seen an app like this from Amazon. Now, that doesn't mean that they haven't also told Amazon, don't bother making one. We won't approve it anyway. But I don't think Apple would. I mean, they're letting all these other services in. Why wouldn't they?
Amazon is on all these other devices and platforms.
Correct. But Amazon's also the company that pulled, Apple TVs out of their store. So there's definitely a little bit of a, grudge match going on, at least in Amazon's mind, over this. So, maybe that's why. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I'm with you. But
there's missing information here.
It doesn't make sense to us. That's right. Yes.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to us. So in the meantime, I will use my Apple TV for everything except the Amazon Prime content that I occasionally want to watch, and then I'll just have to switch over to the Fire Stick.
Yeah, the TiVo actually does a really good job with Amazon Prime content. TiVo it still has the best user interface for accessing all of my stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, to be fair, I haven't been able to use the Apple TV with things like the HBO app and all these other apps yet, so it's too early for me to say, and TiVo is therefore better than the latest Apple TV. But I'm guessing that I won't be surprised if I wind up saying that. I really feel like TiVo has, they've been they're ahead of the curve on this in that they've been doing it since January and really doing it a lot longer than that. But the current iteration, you know, really hit in January, and they've been doing a fantastic job. They make it all work. Universal Search is a full reality and has already been revised a few times by them. So,
yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of makes me wish I, just for that one thing, that I still had cable television, so I'd be using a TiVo with their Universal Search.
That's right. TiVo, I suppose, is usable without cable TV, but it makes a lot more sense when you do have cable TV.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, there's another thing that I wanted to talk about real quick before we wrap up. And Brian, this is something you came across, which is, it's just really cool. And it's a new video from U2.
Yes, it is a new video from U2. It's actually, technically, it's from Apple Music and U2. In fact, when you start the video, the very first thing you see is the Apple Music logo. And it was done through an app called Verse, which is a virtual reality delivery platform, and it'll work with the Google Cardboard, mm-hmm. or you can just use your iPhone. And it's a 360 degree video. So, like when it starts, you get the Apple Music logo, and then you'll hear some music to your right. And if you turn your iPhone to the right, rotate your iPhone to the right, or turn your head to the right, if you've got a Google Cardboard set up. You'll see the Edge playing, and then you'll hear music coming back from the left, and you can turn your iPhone back, and you'll once Bono starts singing, and then all these other people start singing on the song too. It's a live performance of the song, and in each case, the people that are performing and their setting becomes what you can look at in this 360 degree view. So you know you can look wherever it is you want to look at any given moment, and I thought it was wonderful.
That's really cool, and I love that it's also Google Cardboard compatible, because that makes it a little more immersive for everyone. Instead of just holding a little phone screen out in front of you, you're getting it encased in something which makes it feel more like real life.
Yeah, not like real life, but. More like real life.
It's a really cool video. It's done really well. Even if you're not a U2 fan, you should totally check it out just because it's really cool.
Yeah, and this is one of this. It's Song for Someone, which is on the at this point infamous album Songs of Innocence, mm-hmm. that Apple gave away. But it's a live performance. They work with it's sort of both the video and the song weave out of performances by several people that are all being composited into this one performance.
That's really cool. And just on a related yet side note, I found what I think is the coolest Google Cardboard option for the Mac, or excuse me, for the iPhone. And it's actually Mattel's new ViewMaster. It's designed so you can do virtual reality and augmented reality stuff. You put your iPhone inside the ViewMaster thing, and it's designed to look like the ViewMasters we had when we were kids, where you'd put the little slide discs in.
That's awesome.
A sort of 3D view. Yeah, and this thing is $30. Holds your iPhone. And it works with all the ViewMaster apps that have come out, and it works with all the Google Cardboard apps. It's the single best Google Cardboard device I've ever found.
And it has the way the holder for your iPhone works, it'll actually take a wide variety of devices.
That's true. So it doesn't matter which model iPhone you have.
Or Android device.
Yeah. It just works. It's really cool. I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes.
Actually, there are probably some phablets that are too big for it, though.
I know you did that on purpose, Brian. Man. Hey, we are out of time. And not just because Brian said the word that I shall not speak, but we're really out of time.
Well, and I'm out of chocolate.
Oh, well, then we need to wrap up so you can go get more. So, Dave, thank you for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It was great to have you here. And Brian, thank you for being here.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having us.
Sure. It was great to have you here all the way up until you said the word. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again next week.